Everybody, welcome to Hard Reboot. I'm Alan.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jake.
And today, we are very excited to bring you another Rando Commando!
Woo! Don't you dare.
I see what you're doing,
Jake. Don't I dare
Jake.
What?
Don't.
There you are.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're randoing and commandoing.
Yep. We said we were going to do Invisible Man at the end of the last one, but oops, all berries. No, we're not. And also, I thought we said Count of Monte Cristo for some reason, so we had to wash it. We had to just flush the idea. We're doing a Rando Commando instead. We'll probably make up for it later or eventually. Not. This might just be a bonus Rando Commando.
Hey, guess what? 2020 keeps on a trucking. So
2020 part 15 is not going as well as I was hoping it would be.
No, not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But anyway, Shall we jump in?
Yeah, let's start with properties.
Hold on. Just so everyone knows, if you're on board. If this is your first one.
It's always somebody's first episode.
It's every episode could be someone's first episode.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Hey. Well, we already passed that point. So what we do is we each pick a I almost said we pause the recording and go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We haven't done any this week because we finished the season last week, so we took this week off because that's what we do after we finish the season, and I have Morphin Grid energy built up in me. So we each pick a property, a medium, and a genre, and then we let fate decide how those combinations throw together. Sometimes you get the Mano's Hands of Fate, which was
amazing.
I think one of each of ours. Sometimes you get the last one. I don't remember which one it was.
Wasn't it?
It was all mine.
I think it was Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Which I still love dearly with all my heart. So
it was a pretty good one. I don't think we'll ever be able to replicate the lightning in a bottle that Manos was.
No.
But we're going to try.
Manos was perfect.
It shouldn't work is the problem. But it did. So now
we're going to keep trying.
All right, so let's just go in order. Alan, what's your property? Someone's writing this down, right? I have short arms and my keyboard is so far away now.
Matt will, because that way we're not both doing it at the same time and making the Google Doc go, The Tempest by William Shakespeare.
Okay, you're right. I was not going to pick that one.
Choice. Now we get to do the great litmus test to see if I have, in fact, chosen Jake Mason's thing for the third time running. Mm-hmm. Three Musketeers.
Okay, I did think about that earlier, and maybe that put it out into the universe, but that's not the one I was going to go with.
Yeah, you threw me off, is what you did.
I was going to go with Moby Dick.
Okay.
Hold on, I don't know if I'm still going with Moby Dick. So let me just take a gander at these. We've added some stuff to it. I don't know if I want to dip into any of this quite yet.
Our very good Discord community contributed some, which you can join on our Twitter, which you'll hear all about at the end.
Yep. I think I'm just going to do Moby Dick.
The big old whale. All right. Alan, you got a medium?
I want it to be something weird.
I mean, you did make us do a stage musical once.
You have done stage play before.
Experimental
I feel like that's kind of on the
art
note.
Film.
Oh, God.
Is that? I hope that doesn't get picked.
I mean, the answer then is it's black and white. A few of them are referencing to the materials. The rest is metaphor, and we're out the door.
I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I could do one of those this afternoon if I needed to.
Matt, what's your medium?
All right. Prestige cable show.
Okay.
For people who don't know what that is, namely me, what do you mean by that?
So that's like a Game of Thrones. So like
Game of Thrones. It's basically just like your your hour, like full hour long, higher budget.
HBO.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, AMC also technically, yeah, like
The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is kind of, I mean, it's kind of garbage TV, but like, it's, people pretend it's better than it is, so some people would call it prestige TV, but and I don't think I would.
Didn't that kind of kick off part of the trend? Because Walking Dead has been around forever.
No, I think Sopranos kicked off the trend.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
back in like the late 90s, I think, technically. And Breaking Bad was also the other big one that like popped everything off. I'm picking video game.
Video games.
Yes.
Do you want to discover what sort of video game, or?
Yeah, I don't want to nail it down depending on what we end up with. So I'm fair just enough. Gonna say video game.
All right, genre. Alan.
Steampunk.
That does in fact make me change mine.
Not so funny with the shoes on the other foot.
I was gonna go retrofuturism, but those are a little too close.
Those are very, very similar.
One is ray guns and one is clocks, so I feel like they're different enough. But you know, I see what you're saying.
It's a little too. They're both shiny gold tones.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna go hard sci-fi.
Okay,
Jake,
I'm gonna go with horror.
Oh boy.
See what happens.
I kind of want all three of yours to get picked.
Well,
horror video game whale story?
Who's to say?
All right. Alan, do you have some magic roller things?
I have a D6. I have a clicky clacky math rock.
Analog random dice generator.
Yep. 1 and 2 is Matt, 3 and 4 is Jake, 5 and 6, c'est moi.
This is for property.
1.
3 Musketeers.
3, okay.
1.
God damn it. Prestige cable drama.
2.
Do we want to re-roll one of those? Because
Nope. Okay. Matt, the rules are them's the breaks. I guess random commandos are what did Matt pick? Next time we're gonna rotate all the names down one.
That's fair. So 3 Musketeers as a hard sci-fi prestige cable show. All right.
Go. All right. Well, while I have it up, let me Google 3 Musketeers. Yeah. I only know one.
You're doing better than me. I know D'Artagnan, but that's...
I know D'Artagnan and Porthos, and then there's the other guys.
It's
Athos and Aramis.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which, that's 4 people.
Yeah, well, it's because
D'Artagnan... Well, it's 3 Musketeers, and then D'Artagnan's like their little buddy who is like...
He's the one who like brings them back to it, yeah. Or at least 3 in that one movie.
Musketeers.
I don't know if that's actually a typical part of the narrative.
So, some background.
I don't know, but on the cover, there are 4 of them. So, I would be very upset if I was a lad in 1625. Or what? No, that's when it was set. In 1844. I was like, what's this book about? The 3 Musketeers? Who are these 4 guys? This is bullshit. I'm not reading it.
There's 1 whole musketeer than I was promised.
Do we need 2 of them with A names? I don't think so. Technically 3 of them have A names, because D'Artagnan just means of Artagnan.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Alan, you wanna brief us?
Sure. As Jake mentioned, this is a historical French adventure novel written in 1844. It's set between the years 1625 and 1628, and the TLDR is there's a young guy named D'Artagnan who's traveling abroad from his home in Paris, runs into the 3 Musketeers which apparently also were called the 3 Inseparables, which I thought was very interesting.
I like that.
So, D'Artagnan's like, oh my god, y'all are so cool. You go around, like, being cool and stuff. I want to be one. And they're like, No. So D'Artagnan doesn't leave, and he sticks around to try to become a musketeer. And then they wind up getting involved in, like, courtly politics and state and all that stuff.
Sure, sure. The plot summaries on Wikipedia are robust.
Yeah.
It was first serialized from March to July 1844 during the July Monarchy, 4 years before the French Revolution of 1848 violently established the Second Republic.
Ah, France.
Oh, France. There's a character named Milady. Milady de Winter. I kind of like the full name. It just says Milady in the thing, and I was like, that's weird.
A beautiful and evil spy of the Cardinal.
Ooh,
She is also Athos's ex-wife.
Hell yes.
D'Artagnan impersonates a rival to spend a night with her, attracting her deadly hatred.
Okay, so I'm...
She was great with every sentence into that last one.
Well, hold on. What was the last sentence? Impersonating...
D'Artagnan's a dick.
D'Artagnan impersonates a rival to spend a night with her, attracting... I mean, that's spy shit. That's just James Bond.
Their typical antagonist, in heavy air quotes, I believe, is Roquefort. Or Rochefort.
Rochefort.
Rochefort?
Yeah.
That's
not
so
a joke.
He
that's, I,
is a conventional sure agent of the Cardinal, and D'Artagnan swears to have his revenge after a duel.
We should clarify, this is Cardinal Richelieu. Like, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Appropriately.
Okay. I have not seen... This is embarrassing. I haven't seen the... Paul Wilde-style Anderson Three Musketeer movie starring Mila Jovovich, his wife.
Is that the airship one?
Yeah.
That one was dumb in maybe the best way.
Here's the thing is I think Paul Wicked Sick Anderson makes movies for me and me alone. he makes movies for him and so his wife can be in them, and then I'm the target audience. So I think I would probably love it. I do genuinely love every Resident Evil movie. They're all very good.
That's a word. That's a word.
Watch
you
them
chose
again.
To use.
Watch them again, Matt. When's the last time you... The first one is the worst one. It only goes up from there. Well, it goes up and then it goes back down and then it goes down and then back up and then back up.
I really liked the first one.
First one's... it's not a bad movie. It's just the worst of the set because the only three things that have anything to do with Resident Evil are there's a house with zombies in it, there is the name
a
of
girl a girl named Alice.
There's no Alice in the video games, my man.
Oh, true. So,
there is a train with Alexia's name on it. And then the liquor is at the end. The liquor's like the final boss at the end. And then in the second movie, three liquors right out the gate. Jill Valentine in a Resident Evil 3 outfit. Nemesis. The whole thing. It's great. And then it gets weird. Then it gets really weird after that, but in a way. Also, I'm extremely a Twilight Dracula right now because of the sun. So,
that one was the airship one was fine. They definitely like leathered them up real hard.
Well, yeah, it was.
And
it
is described
like
as a romantic adventure film.
We were neglected to say it was written by Alexandre Dumas.
Oh yeah.
Well, that guy. That's the guy that wrote Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had forgotten that Mads Mikkelsen, Orlando Bloom, and Christoph Waltz were all in the Paul W.S. Anderson film. I need to rewatch that. I think it's in my iTunes.
I have a very, very stupid idea for a hard sci-fi version of Three Musketeers that I expect all of you will shut down very, very quickly. And then I have a follow-up backup idea that will also probably be shut down very, very quickly.
Since Jake and I have just been dodging the issue so far.
The reason I've been dodging it is because I also have a very stupid idea. So, Alan, I would love to hear what yours is, and hopefully mine is less stupid than that, but I doubt it.
I'm going to get a space helmet ready for the horse.
Clones.
Ooh.
In what regard?
Go
the
on.
Three Musketeers are clones, and maybe you never see their faces, or maybe like you know, it's their their design is, their aesthetics are very different. So even though it's the same actor, it doesn't look like the same actor, but they're all clones of each other. And D'Artagnan is also a clone, which is why D'Artagnan felt connected, but they didn't realize.
I don't hate that at all.
I don't hate that. I would like to, I mean, obviously I think there's some notes that I,
lots of them
that I will have as we go forward, but I don't hate the, like, I love a good clone. Like, that's a weird secret about me, is I love a good clone.
And like the alternate title, The Three Inseparables, is kind of what got me thinking about it. Mm-hmm.
So now that you said that, let's
bounce to Jake's crazy idea and then go to your backup idea and see if we can Frankenstein this.
Well, before we go back to Alan's backup, if Matt, you have an idea, then you should try to throw it in.
Yeah, I will. I'm thinking.
So here's my stupid idea, because this is the thing that I accidentally got obsessed, this idea I got obsessed with last night, is do you remember, let me paint a picture, do you remember when we were making Cinderellian and I was like, what if Samus? Like, and you're like, yeah, it's just Samus. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And then I backed off. What if F-Zero?
wait, the racing game?
What if Three Musketeers, but F-Zero?
So wait, hold on. What if
it's Three Musketeer F-Zero Speed Racer? Like,
what if it's done so in the Wachowski sisters Speed Racer style?
That Dear might be going God a little heaven. Far. That might be going a little.
Have you
far.
Watched it recently? It's
no,
perfect,
Matt. No, it's a perfect movie. But I'm saying you cannot replicate that. Nobody can. You can't do it.
That's true. That it was movie, a moment in time.
Every single thing about that movie should be god awful, but it's actually the fucking greatest.
It's true. It is a beautiful symphony. Okay.
So what is your idea, Matt?
I don't hate F-Zero and I don't hate clones. Okay. The race is for the crown.
Ooh, of Space France.
Of Sprance.
Sprance, if you will.
Okay.
And the intrigue?
Here's the only thing about that is like, to me, uh-huh. is that like, do the Musketeers want to be the king? Like, is that in any way... Does that factor?
No, we might have to adjust it, but what it so part of this whole story is that they pretty routinely basically get framed over and over again. So what if they get framed and they're just like, you know what? Screw this noise. And they go help out like the Republican candidate. Well, okay. Republic candidate.
The candidate of the Republic, yes.
Yes.
Well, what we could also do is something similar, but instead maybe they are hired by the Republican or the Republic candidate in order to protect, like, or stop sabotage or, like, work some kind of saboteur-y type thing in. My only other idea was robots, but I like clones better.
I like clones better too. Also, hey, I just looked up the 2011 Paul W.S. Anderson one, and apparently my man Ray Stevenson is Porthos. So that's dope, because Ray Stevenson is secretly one of the greatest actors ever. Y'all should watch Black Sails. He's really good.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
I was like, I have no idea.
Did you see the second, technically the third, but the second Punisher movie, Warzone?
No. Oh,
he's Punisher in that. He's pretty good in that. He's the best part of that movie.
I am a noted not fan of the Punisher, so.
I love the Punisher. I don't like what... cops and rednecks think the Punisher is. But regardless, he played Blackbeard in Black Sails, and so good. So choice. He played both like the baddest dude in the world, but also like a sad old man, and it was great.
Okay. I love all of this. Let's do we like that kind of the plot contrivance
of race for crown?
Yes.
So the only reason I don't like that is that it kind of puts like a what's the word I'm looking for? Not like an expectation, but like it kind of does like an amount of world building just by virtue of the fact that like you can win the crown in a race. Like that sets up a lot that I don't know if I want us to set up.
Okay.
You know, because like if this is a world where you can win a race and become the king, then like this is sort of a Yu-Gi-Oh world where racing is God. And I don't know if I want to go that far.
Okay, so when
if
you
it's
say,
hard sci-fi, but, if it was like Jake, goofy sci-fi, maybe yes, but it's Jake, hard sci-fi as per the rules. So.
Card games on motorcycles,
yeah, and that's cool for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Okay,
but
okay.
Like I would not call Yu-Gi-Oh hard sci-fi either. You know,
heart of the cards, heart of the cards.
You know what I mean?
I've been watching
because like he's also a reincarnated pharaoh.
I've been watching the Japanese version of it, and I forgot how much I love that show.
How far into it are you?
I just got past, Ghost Kaiba is where I am.
Ghost, so that's before Pegasus then?
Yes.
Okay, so they haven't really even touched on the past life stuff yet then at that point.
Not really, and I'm very interested to see what changes they made to the Seal of Orichalcos, because that's straight up like a demon pentagram from hell. So I'm very, very excited to see what they do with that. But anyways, we're not talking about Yu-Gi-Oh.
At the risk of turning this into Yu-Gi-Oh, I was going to see if the Japanese version is any more explicit that past Kaiba and the Pharaoh were lovers, which I'm pretty confident they were.
Yeah.
But they're not going to say that on 4 Kids TV.
It is super heavily implied.
Okay. So, Jake, what did you have in mind with F-Zero? How did you want to include the good hover race?
You know, cars. Okay. They float a little bit above the ground.
Alan, can you save us?
So, my thought is one of my favorite medieval tropes is the King's Tournament. So you know, this gathering, and it's maybe not even explicitly just the race. Maybe we can do some sci-fi jousting, or we can do some whatever. But the race is the heart of the King's Festival. And one of the racers is trying to kill the king, and the three musketeers have to find out who it is and stop them, but maybe also be blamed for it, since they're constantly being framed.
Okay.
But also, yeah, they're still clones.
I think so. Yeah. Let's just dip back to clones for a second, because I do like the setup. I do like the King of Sprance. We'll think of a better name. We can't call it Sprance.
Yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
Absolutely can.
We can.
Sprance is just space France, and we haven't decided if this is in space or the future yet, so we cannot call it Sprance. Also, we can't call it that either way. It's too stupid. That is a horse in a space helmet. but going back to clones, there are two, we could go two ways of it. I do definitely like the idea that like D'Artagnan is also a clone. But are the three musketeers clones of one person, or are they clones of three people? Like,
it could be that the three musketeers are always the three same people, just cloned.
Because I kind of, now that I've said it out loud, I do kind of like your idea that they are all one person.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prestige drama TV show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. just so we're all cool. So I like that. I have two things that I'm just going to, two malt of cocktails I'm just going to throw out real quick. Number one, what if they're clones of the king? Number two,
ooh,
what if they're not clones of the king? Psych, they're the clones of the king's twin brother, the man in the iron mask.
Oh,
yeah.
We got that. Okay.
I love
okay.
that.
Or at the very least, D'Artagnan is a clone of Man in the Iron Mask. Then that kind of gives us like a somewhere to go for season
question.
Two.
What if they're clones of the king? He's clone of Man in Iron Mask, and they're twins.
What if? I'm gonna throw out a second option. What if they are clones of the twins, like Captain of the Guard or whatever, like the guy that was like the most loyal to him? That
okay.
got like,
and he was just like, I can't be without him, so make more.
So, well, so because so I don't know how we're gonna set this up, and this is obviously this is stuff that you would not find out for a while. This
right.
is like this is the hidden shit, but like, so. King Louis the whatever of France has a twin brother who, I don't know what the like actual in the Man in the Iron Mask deal is, because like the actual Man in the Iron Mask is like an unnamed prisoner who was in an iron mask, and it wasn't the twin brother thing might be from the movie.
I think it is from the movie.
Fuck.
So while you're thinking about that. I have something else that I kind of want to bring up with the clones, and this may also be shut down immediately. What if we play with gender? So, hear me out.
23?
Kind of. So what if the presentation of the three musketeers, maybe there is one that presents masculinely, one that presents femininely, and one that presents androgynously. So there is a he, there is a she, and there is a they.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that works because, like, there's all like because I the thing with clones is that you are genetic material taken from person and made into it, and typically speaking in fiction, that's like a 1-to-1 copy. But like genetics are a crapshoot, and so like
epigenetics
bare minimum,
are
like,
a thing.
Like, yeah. and it's just like, oh, so like this clone just like came out a lady, and then this one, it has nothing to do with genetics. It's just like identity. Like this one just is like, no, I'm neither of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, cool. Cause it's Space France.
Spance, if you will. Sprance, if you will.
I will not. I won't do either of those. Not your messed up one. Also, this sunlight is just pointing directly at my face.
But the other thing that I think could be interesting there is it could help throw off the reveal that they're all from the same genetic source. And all played by the same
okay,
actor. All right.
We are in the clear. Well, I don't think we could have them played by the same actor because we would need all three of them.
Yeah, if we're going to change
to be
it,
on screen.
As long as like three people that look similar enough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just three people, you know. So I looked it up, and the idea that it is the king's twin brother is from an essay from 1965, and that technically means it's not in the story, but it also technically means it's not in anything, and we can use it. So,
cool.
I'm down with that then.
So, Three Musketeers are the... Okay, so we're not... we're doing the backstory and the reveal before we're doing the story, but I feel like that's going
to
help us
with
to
the
find
story.
A story to go.
Yeah.
Right. So, here's what I'm thinking, is King Louis, we can think of a different name because I feel like we probably should. Maybe King Louis is the next in line for the king. Asterisk, his twin brother is actually older, but he wants to be the king because he's a shithead, so because he's a villain, so he puts brother in Iron Mask, throws him in to the dungeons in the Eiffel Tower or fucking wherever. I think it's probably a different place in the Eiffel Tower.
The Spyfel Tower, if you will.
Well, no, because I don't think the Eiffel Tower was around when King Louis was.
Is really new.
I think it's in the Tower of London where the Queen lives, right? That's where the prisoner is.
That's
I just watched Ragnar dead in the eyes.
So
it's basically the same place, though, right?
I would love, yes, sure. The Bastille. I would love
Arc de Triomphe. That's the place I was thinking of. It's not the right place, but that's the other
Can
big thing in Paris.
Can we kick him off the podcast? Is that allowed?
There is a thing that in this So what if it's King Louis the 113th?
Are we then implying that at some point King Louis went, I'm just going to keep cloning me, and that's the royal line?
Uh-huh.
I love that.
I like that, yeah. And so that's actually good, because then if he's not actually the king, the twin brother should have been the king. That might. Okay, this is gonna be stupid, because that timeline wise, the original King Louis, his twin brother would no longer matter, and you could not get genetic material from him, right? But either whatever, and just the newest one accidentally made two, because genetics are a crapshoot, and that can be like kind of a through line. And one was older, and he was like, no, that's not the right one for whatever reason. Or every single time you do a clone of King Louis, you get the two, and one of them is the clone of the older brother.
Oh, that's good.
So there's just always been, just there's a long line of mans in the Iron Mask, men in the Iron Mask, if you will.
And it's like a super top state secret. Like, no one knows of the existence of the second.
Yeah, I think. So the thing I was going to suggest is that the king has an older brother, and like the current king, who we are, our characters would be going up against, not like clone king, but like a Ridge, is. Oh, my brain's going like 40 miles an hour. I'm just going to put a pin in that other thought. So the king has a twin brother, and like they're about to be, like, twin brother's about to be coronated. He Iron Masks him, throws him in the fucking dungeons, and then goes on to become king. And everyone's like, yeah, this seems okay. Like, sure. They each had their own guard. His guard was like killed or had to escape, and the brother got caught, and then the guard became the clone material for the musketeers. Or same thing, but it's like a generation long conspiracy. I just don't know how, if we could rectify the two of those things. I don't think it's impossible, but I just don't know if we could.
Put a pin in it and let's see what pieces fall together.
Yeah, because if we do the like, there's 100 generations of clones, then like the logistics falls apart on how you have the Three Musketeers, and like how long ago was like the brother around, and if we do it so there's always a twin, then like is it tradition now that you throw the oldest one in the dungeon, and like that's also bad, but it seems a little goofy. So I think we have like the pieces. We just need to figure out how they all sit together.
My other idea, kind of moving into the framing of the story, not even the framing of the story, I suppose, but we were talking about, you know, someone is there to kill the king. What if it's Milady de Winter?
I was going to suggest she is a
red herring, or she could be a red herring.
Yeah, I mean, like it can be both, because I feel like the king, like Louis, would just be like, I'm gonna have my guys kill you because they're loyal to me, and then that's where the conflict is, and then it happens. Because I think Rochefort and Milady de Winter should be racers. I feel like they should be in the race. And like Rochefort should be like the like perennial champion, the king's like sponsored guy, basically, and so everyone's like, oh, he's great. He, you know, he wins all the races. But everyone, like, people who know are like, that guy actually sucks a ton. Like, yeah, he's the worst.
Cheats.
He cheats. And then, like, also, like, he kills people during races. And because it's, like, it's like, very dangerous. Because if it's F-Zero style, there's, like, instead of roads, there's, like, tubes sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of spin around them and shit. So.
I had another thought.
Aww. Okay.
The person who's trying to kill the king is, there is a character, Constance Bonacieux, who is the queen's seamstress and confidant. I think it could be interesting because another thing in this is that the queen is just perpetually unhappy, because the story always portrays Louis the... Well, basically the stories are like he sucks. And so the queen is super unhappy.
Yeah, I think it's historically accurate, too.
Yeah. The queen is just super unhappy. So what if it was her handmaid that was trying to kill the king?
So...
But maybe without her knowledge, like, the handmaid was like, oh, he's making you unhappy. I'm going to take care of that.
I'm gonna ask a question that I feel like I should have asked a minute ago, probably a while ago at this point. In the original Three Musketeers, I don't know if y'all have read the book recently.
Not recently.
No.
Is the king the bad guy, or are the musketeers protecting the king?
The musketeers protect the king. Cardinal Richelieu is the bad guy.
Okay.
And the king is often manipulated by, like, his advisors.
Oh, yeah. The king sucks. He's not good, but he's
okay.
The king. He's typically portrayed as the, like, idiot monarch.
So maybe even he doesn't know about the twin brother situation. Mm-hmm. He would, because they would have grown up together, but, like, then something happened and, like, his brother died or vanished or whatever.
That could solve the problem, because then there's always two, and then somebody or a board of somebody goes, it's that one, and then the other one gets taken away.
Or instead we could just say it's always one, and this time it was two, and the rightful king, the older one that should have been king, was like actually smart and would have been a good king and not a puppet king like there have
right,
been for
and they didn't like that
for 100 years, and so they didn't like that, and so they were like, oh, he mysteriously vanished to the dumb king, and then once he like grew up they just, you know, like pump him full of wine all the time,
and
basically
they like, could just straight up gaslight him that, you know, that you never had a brother, right? We don't know what you're talking about. Like,
I think that might be a little much, because like I like the idea that they were like grew up together, and then they were like, oh, your brother vanished. Don't tell anybody that he was supposed to be the rightful one. Like, it was you, you know. But like, I also want the king to kind of be a bad guy. Like, I don't want him to be like a victim of.
I'm fine with that.
The, you know, I want him to also be kind of a bad guy, because then it just like it makes the sympathy for the like the guard, the, you know, that guarded his brother and the brother, and if D'Artagnan is a clone of the brother, then like I think it garners more sympathy for like the whole line, mm-hmm. rather than like, oh, feel bad for the king. Like, he can be like a different kind of bad. Like, he can be like a like kind of like how in like Game of Thrones, like Robert was just like, he was a good warrior, he wasn't a good king, like,
right,
it's that, but he like he's not even a good warrior, he's just like he's like a shitty party guy, but he's just like old now, you mm-hmm. know, or whatever. So, and that's why the wife hates him, because he like also sucks and like, just like it's married because they have to be, because the board of whomever's, including Cardinal name I Richelieu, I
the board
like,
of
the actual
France.
Like villain. We're not calling it Sprance. We're gonna find a new name for it. I believe
well,
in us.
Until we do.
Excuse me. That Sprance is so bad it's making me gag is the problem.
Wow. that's bad.
I will let the record roll reflect I was the first person to say the word Sprance, so it's just not an indictment on Alan. Okay, so we have some pieces in play.
Yeah.
So
we need to figure out a structure.
Figure the story. Yeah.
You know, 40 minutes into the podcast, let's figure out what we're doing here.
You know, I looked at that, just noticed that's how far
okay,
we are.
How many seasons? Right now, it seems like the industry as a whole has settled on 3 for some god-awful reason.
Well, no, so it depends on where it is. So, like, Game of Thrones got 7, and they would have gotten as many more as they would have asked for, but those guys threw everything in the garbage because they wanted to make Star Wars, and Star Wars was like, no, you... Everyone hates you. You're not making a Star Wars. So they threw it away for nothing, really. And I just want everyone to know that that's what happened to Game of Thrones.
We should give them that
but
label.
Then,
like
other...
You should always refer to Jeffrey Katzenberg as Jeffrey Katzenberg, the founder of Quibi.
Creator of Quibi. Yeah. But like Black Sails had four seasons because it like didn't super perform well. Like it was like kind of a hit, but not like where it was. So it got four seasons. I'm trying to think of other like big shows like that. Like Sopranos got like nine. So like it can go as long as we need it to. I feel like we should just focus on season one. Mm-hmm. Like just figure out one season. Because like Watchmen, which I have not seen, apparently it was very good. That only has one season because it's like one complete story. I feel like we just like start there and just try to make the best first season we can. And then from there, we can, if we come back to it, we can expand later. Because we are already at 40 minutes. So,
yeah, I'm down with that. All right. So what's our story? Where do we start?
Go? King Tourney. How do we like the idea of a conspiracy to kill and or dethrone and or something the king?
I think we kind of take care of that in the like having him be basically a puppet mm-hmm. king already. Like we kind of don't need to like. If he's already controlled, we don't need him to be overthrown by
Rishlo. So the idea really there is we're either supplanting him with a better king or freeing him from control, right?
Yeah, so if D'Artagnan is the clone of who should be the rightful king, then, like, theoretically, the story should be, how do we get D'Artagnan on the throne, right? Like, and I think the fact that we have turned this into a race is tricky, but it's not
well,
impossible.
Like that's the framing device, right? Like the tourney's probably yeah. going to be like the back half of the season. Yeah.
Yeah, and it, well, I mean, we gotta if we sell the show as like it's Three Musketeers but F-Zero, then we have to have like a race in the first episode. But that can be like D'Artagnan in like an underground.
Oh, D'Artagnan's
like,
absolutely
minor
an underground F-Zero racer.
You know, yeah. And, like, I'm trying to think of how I can say this out loud so that it makes sense. Like, D'Artagnan getting into the race puts him, if he wins the race, he goes on the podium. And if he's on the podium,
yeah.
then, like, that's when they can
that,
reveal everything, right?
It could
right?
be
like,
that the prize is an audience with the king.
Or, like... Like yes, but also just even like if he's yeah. in everyone watches this race. It's like the national thing. Like this is the biggest race ever. So we get him into the race. The Three Musketeers are already somehow in the race, and they have sworn to help him.
How does so? Does he know his origins?
No, he's got to be convinced.
No, definitely not.
So who does? Who's pulling the strings to say you should go back on the throne?
Okay, so
is it?
I'm not sure.
Is it Malaya
Winter? Yes. Maybe we half face Turner. We make her kind of a tweener. So okay, here's the thing, right? The Three Musketeers, who are played by three different individuals. Who looks similar enough that you could be like, yeah, they're clones, right? But we don't know that. That's not like a thing that's said. It's just like, here's Porthos, here's
Aramis and
other
Athos.
Two? Aramis and Athos. Okay. I wish those names would just I could catch on to them. So maybe they are. Oh, I kind of this fell apart in my mouth. Here's the thing I'm going to say, and then we'll figure out how we get there, is they see Racer D'Artagnan in underground F-Zero race, and they something in their genetic memory sparks that is like,
hey, that guy.
That's the person we protect. Like, that is what we are meant to do. Maybe they know they're clones, but I also think that, like, maybe they don't. I don't know exactly how we play with that. What do y'all think?
I like it.
I like the idea that the Musketeers know, but no one else does. Like, the idea of cloning, maybe we can present it like it is only used by the royals, like it is a royal thing to make sure that the bloodline stays, blah, 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 blah. And so people wouldn't suspect that others would be cloned. So maybe the Musketeers know that they're clones. They know why they were cloned, but they don't know who until they see D'Artagnan and they go, him.
So I also like the idea that they know they're clones, because it gives them like this kind of mystery. And if they are the Three Musketeers, of like the show is called like the Three Musketeers, I think actually we should probably call it like the Inseparables or something like that, because that's very good. I like that they know, because it does add a layer of mystery that, like, you know, in episode 9 we can like reveal like what the thing is, but also it gives us a lot of like outs as to like when we reveal the backstory, because like clearly the Three Musketeers are all clones of one guy who was a guard, so he doesn't know how to clone himself. And if cloning, if like this is Louis the 114th, that means that like everyone's, you know, we just re-up every time, right? So, you know, going in, cloning is for the king and not really anybody else. Like, maybe we say, like, some other people use it, like, but it's a highfalutin, like, the riffraff does not get clones. And if we think D'Artagnan is the riffraff, we will never suspect he has clones, right? So we have the Musketeers who know they're clones. Someone had to clone the guard, who I'm assuming was probably murdered when the twin brother was like imprisoned, because like they're not going to keep him around. They're not going to kill the twin brother of the king, because like, you know, he'd be like, well, we can't just kill him, throw him in the, you know,
what if something happens to the king, no one sees his face. Might need him,
right? We're gonna, yeah, so like just in case, like we have a backup, we, you know, oh, we can harvest his organs because he's a clone of a clone, and normally we can only clone if we're planning to do a new king. So like, they're like, dope, we got a cool backup for everything. So, like, whoever, like, the royal cloner is, like, has to have helped out the guard who was dying, who became the Musketeers, right? And I feel like the timeline has to be long enough that, like, maybe there's been a couple sets of Musketeers, but, like, we're not 100% sure. But, like, it's not... It needs to be long enough that you don't look at D'Artagnan, like that, like the people in the show, like in the kayfabe, the people wouldn't look at D'Artagnan and go, hey, you look like the king when he was younger, you know, like, because the king's been old for, you know, older for long enough that like people don't really recognize the face right away.
And of course, we could always play with, you know, their lifespans are longer, but it could easily be, you know, 50 years. You know, in TV and terms, like, a 50-year-old is a handsome 30-something, so that just kind of works.
Oh, could we hire Kurt Russell to play the king and Wyatt Russell to play D'Artagnan?
Now? I don't know what Wyatt Russell looks like. Is he a good actor?
He's Walker on Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's the new Cap that everyone likes to dunk on. He's very good.
I have not seen the show yet. I hear he is very good.
I haven't seen the show yet either. I am not ready to go back to gritty Marvel quite yet.
I kind of am. I just haven't watched. I'm really good at just not watching. I got 4 episodes into Invincible, and then I had to wait a week, and I was like, and now I got 3 to watch tonight because I want to catch up on it. And that show fucking rules. So, it actually is Mortal Kombat night in this house too. I just remembered. So I'm looking at Wyatt Russell, and I'm in my brain thinking about Kurt Russell, and I'm on board because he looks
literally
like
Kurt Russell's son.
He is just different enough. Like, he's like, he doesn't look just like his dad, but he looks like he could be a clone of his dad's twin brother. Like, you know what I mean? So so I'm on board with that. I think, you know what else we could do? If we're already doing this, maybe the queen is played by Susan Sarandon, and then we can get her daughter Eva Murray to be in. Maybe she's Milady de Winter.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So.
So
yeah,
I think we've got a pretty good setup. The race is just kind of the backdrop setting. The big race, like we open with the underground race, and you know we may do a few more underground races before we actually get to the King's Tourney.
I think absolutely we need to do like. If the big race is only going to be one race and not like a series of a couple races, because I don't know how we would,
you know,
necessarily.
D'Artagnan is like earning his spot in the King's Tournament.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and yeah, like if you win X amount of these minor races, like yeah, like basically you win enough heats, you get to be in last place in the King, but you're in the race. You know,
people like. Rochefort or Milady de Winter, they didn't have to because they're rich and, you know, powerful, so they're just in it. But one spot is reserved for someone who races their way into it.
And so we can have, like the Three Musketeers, like, teaching him properly, how to race. Yeah. Like, because he's already good.
And protecting
but, like,
him
he could
from
be
sabotage.
Better. Yeah.
Because I also, I want them to be very clear. And this is my issue with some representations of the Three Musketeers, that they're bumbling idiots, and I feel like that doesn't work with what we've set up. I think they need to be very effective.
No.
Yeah, they're highly competent.
Yeah, well, I think the deal is that they are, like, out of work. Like, they were, you know... Essentially, they were Marines. They were like the top three Navy SEAL team, and then the war is over, and they have no reason. They have nothing to do. So that's why D'Artagnan's like, "I'm going to stick around you," and they're like, "No, we're not
that's
doing anything
exactly
right now.
What
Go
happens
away."
In the Paul,
he's like, "No,
Wee-hee! Anderson movie."
So like, I feel like if we do not that, and it's just like from the jump, they are like. Competent, well-trained, you know, like, cool. I also like the idea that, like, they are clones, but they're different people, so, like, we can, you know, they each have, like, different personalities, and, like, we can play a lot with that. And then that can also be, like, when we reveal that, like, oh, BT Dubs, they are clones, like, it is, you'll be able to, like, look back at the pieces and be like, oh, so, like, cloning doesn't make a Xerox. It's, like, you know, you make a new person, and they are so. That's why that the who should be the king was thrown in prison because he wasn't doing what they wanted, and they liked the pliable one. And so, like, we can the stuff all sets up, and I like that a lot.
Okay, so one, how does the first season end? Because we're gonna go for a couple seasons. We can't just do the thing, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. So it's gonna end with the race, right? Like,
okay. This is more like how the end of the first season sets up more seasons. So he wins.
Okay,
people are just like, "Hey, he looks weirdly like the king, but young, huh? That's strange." And then the king's just like, "Make this brat go away."
Disappear, this motherfucker.
Y'all, all you musketeers, are now the national entrant into this other big race that happens far away from here. And it's basically like an exile story then for the next couple seasons where they have to win their way back.
I like that. My only other thought was, like, I kind of like a bit of a... Because we're playing with a lot of twists and things. So we set it up the whole season that, of course, you know, D'Artagnan's going to go up there and he's going to reveal the truth to the world. But the world doesn't believe him.
Or care.
I feel like they need to... If they don't care, then we've thrown away the show, right? Like, that would be very unsatisfying. Like, that's very cynical in a way that I'm not a fan of.
What if they're... what if the reveal sparks like a super disinformation campaign of like, you know, we need to squash this. People, like, underground resistances are starting to form who believe, but we, and that could lead right. to, okay, you're going across the galaxy, bye-bye, have fun. We're going to contain the fire here, but the fire starts to spread.
We should nail down if this is space.
We have decided that it is
France. I feel like I've been thinking of future. No, we did not. We distinctly did not decide that.
Roll back the tape.
You might have, but as a group, I don't think we ever did. Oh, there's me every single chance I get saying it's not Sprint. So I don't know. Because I've been yeah. seeing it as the future. If it's space, then that's a kind of a not a different
well,
problem,
it's
but
a
like
similar,
just
it's a similar
sets
idea.
Up different
like
things.
The race could be. Ooh, that could be fun. Like the one that they get sent to is in Antarctica, but because it's the future and the world is fucked, it's like this beautiful lush green paradise.
It turned into the Savage
Beach,
right? Or a rainforest. F-Zero in a rainforest.
Yeah, I F-Zero in a rainforest would be pretty good. Okay, so I think there's a couple ways we can end the season. Like, he obviously, D'Artagnan has to win the race, so that way we can, like, position him to be the guy. And maybe, it's kind of a cheat, it's kind of a cop-out, but maybe there can be a thing where, like, right before the big race, somebody who knows, like, maybe, like, the royal cloner, which is a clunky phrase, but I kind of like it, maybe they're like, you can't reveal this, like, the whole thing will collapse. Like, you need to, like, have things set up first. You can't just, like, you know, this. You're pulling a tablecloth off of a set table, and, like, you've got to make sure everything will stay standing or else it's all going to come off, right? So maybe he gets up onto the podium and just, like, looks at the king, and the king's like, fuck, that is my brother. Like, that is exactly what he looks like, and they're like, that's where we end the season of just him going mm-hmm. like, I'm on yeah. the board now. Like, I am part of this. So that way season two is like more races can happen. And like, oh, this new handsome racer
that also
looks
lets
familiar,
us
but we can't put our finger
like,
on it.
The plots, like the intrigue stuff can still happen at the court and we still care about it. Because
yeah.
now it's someone's going like, this king suddenly became problematic and we should deal with that.
Yeah, it's like, well, it not only, like, is, like, oh, now the king has opinions. He hasn't had opinions in 50 years, so we've just been keeping him, like, drunk and high and full, and I would love to see
yes,
Kurt
please.
Russell do that,
I
by
think,
the way.
I think that could so, be a lot of fun, just like the ruler, every time we see him, it's, you know, very decadent and lavish and, you know,
yeah,
like, eating
yeah.
of grapes, like, the whole tableau,
like mm-hmm. despot, like full on, yeah. But he's like literally like a puppet king. All of this is just to placate
Ooh.
Him while everybody else
so,
is doing whatever they want.
What if the whole time, like, he has this like far away, thousand yard stare, glassy eyed look until the end, when D'Artagnan stands there and his eyes
That's
suddenly get very clear
out.
And
yeah.
very sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he, like, realizes, like, oh, shit, like...
Right.
And we don't need to, like, decide what that means, you know, but, like, it just, this fundamentally changes the king, and then the court is not okay with that, and so now we have, like, a lot of other, you know, pieces in play. I was also looking through the other characters, just to see, like, who else could be, like, racers, and there is, like, Kitty, a servant of Milady de Winter. She dislikes her mistress and adores D'Artagnan. And that could be fun.
Or is like
racer.
His... or is like
also,
his pitmaster.
Yeah, there's like... there's he has like a couple... They have like servants and those could be like their pit crew.
Like Kitty
and like,
could be the lead
you know,
mechanic.
Well, she's Milady de Winter's servant, so she would work for her, but... in there could
True.
Be a lot of different capacities that could happen, you know? So, there's also like, Because it's like there's the queen seamstress and confidant who like tries to kill the king, but like instead of maybe trying to kill the king, maybe she figures it out way earlier by seeing D'Artagnan and going like, that looks like the king. That looks like enough like the king. I should do something about that.
What about this as a plot point? Like, because Kitty hates the Lady de Winter, it's hinted that she's going to do something to sabotage her during the race. And at the end, somebody could comment being like, wow, you know, that boy only won because of you. And she's like, no, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, like we can, there's a lot of stuff we can do with them. I just saw there's a character named Lord Winter, who is the brother of Milady's second husband, who died of mysterious circumstances, apparently poisoned by Milady de Winter. He imprisons her on her arrival in England and then tries to exile her, but like there could be another guy who like hates Milady de Winter, who is technically an antagonist but will end up probably on our side because she's like a cool spy and I think everything about her sounds rad, so awesome. I don't want to like throw her in the, you know, the baby with the bathwater.
I really like how this turned out.
Anything else? Anything else we need to? Yeah, I mean, we could do the round robin of like do an episode, but with like prestige, like it's really serialized, and I feel like that would like not.
We just have the story.
Yeah, exactly. And
we call it Inseparables.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Not even the three.
I like
just
that actually.
I really like it.
Yeah. The Inseparables.
Yeah.
So here's a fun thing. We don't have to roll randomly for next time.
Don't we?
Nope. We had planned, and we're just going to accelerate up to them since it's time for them.
Okay.
The next three episodes, because this is May's BT Dubs.
Right.
We're out of April, so this is May's. The next three episodes were our sequel episodes.
Oh, right.
And this is totally still up to change, Alan, if you have changed your mind on it. Alan, you had said you wanted to do Vice, a sequel to Vice.
I also really want to do that.
Yeah, it'll be great. I had picked out doing a sequel to Most Dangerous Game.
Okay.
Because I love that with all my heart.
Sure.
And it's like number three on the list of things I want to see made right now, please, sir. Yes. And then, Jake, you had put a series of question marks because I don't think you had chosen yet.
That is also correct.
Yeah.
So Mano's Hand is a Fate 2.
That's what's coming up for the next 3 months for us.
I don't know how we can make another spooky anthology vacation spot cult show. I don't think you can catch that lightning.
Goddamn, we did it, and it was wonderful.
I will say that I have narrowed my picks down to a couple.
Okay.
But I'm still going to hold them close to the chest because I haven't decided yet.
That is totally fair. Well, then there's really nothing else that we need to do right now, except to say, I've been Matt.
And you've been rebooted, but I'm also Alan.
Nice.
Does that count if you do it out of order?
Yeah, you got to zag on them sometimes. It's good. You did that to us, Jake.
You've been rebooted!
You don't have to put them in. You edit these. You can take one or both out, even.
I love them.
I got it in there twice.
Hey, everybody. You can follow us at RebootCast on Twitter, or you can email us at hardreboot@fifthdraw.com. You can follow Alan at Alan_Sells. You can follow Jake at JJ_Mason, or you can follow me at Matt Hoadley. Thanks for listening. Hard Reboot is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.